Hi there. Thanks for listening to the Adulting is Easy podcast. This is Lauren. I manage the Adulting is Easy blog and podcast, which can be found at realadultingiseasy.com and the podcasts in many other places. I'm joined today by my husband, Eric.
Why, thanks for having me again.
Our goal for today is to make adulting a bit easier for our listeners by discussing a personal finance topic, since managing money is a big part of adulting. Today should be a pretty short one. We're going to discuss the difference between a home equity line of credit and a home equity loan.
I'm excited to learn the difference.
It's pretty much in the name, so it'll be short. So, Eric, why don't you explain to our listeners what a mortgage is?
Sure thing. So a mortgage is a debt instrument secured by the collateral of a specified real estate property that the borrower is obliged to pay back with a predetermined set of payments. And that is a quote from Investopedia.
Oh, very good. You came prepared.
I did.
So a homeowner puts down some cash and borrows the rest of the purchase price from a lender. If the borrower stops paying, the lender gets the house. That's kind of a translation of that into lay terms. So over time, the value of the home may increase and the borrower pays down the loan also over time. So when this happens, the homeowner builds up equity. As a simple example, let's say you buy a house for $200,000. Over time, the value of the house rises to $375,000, say, and you've been paying down the loan balance to $100,000. How much equity would you have in that scenario, Eric?
Well, let me break out my graphing calculator here.
Engineers.
$275,000.
Right. Very good. So equity is the difference between what an asset is worth and the amount owed on that asset. And sometimes homeowners borrow that equity. These are sometimes referred to as second mortgages. Both home equity lines of credit and home equity loans allow homeowners to tap into the increased equity in their homes. So home equity loans offer homeowners a lump sum of cash. So it's like a one-time loan. They have closing costs, just like a mortgage. They have a prepayment term with fixed payments, and those payments consist of both principal and interest. HELOCs, and that's home equity line of credit, H-E-L-O-C, they're often called HELOCs, on the other hand, are lines of credit. Rather than the bank providing a large sum, homeowners have access to this sum over a period, and they can use what they need and only pay interest on the amount that they use. So home equity loans are great if there's a specific home renovation or other expense, like a wedding or something like that, that the homeowner needs to pay for because they're getting a big chunk of cash. Home equity lines of credit are good in case of an emergency, right? You know that the money is sitting there that you can access. Or if there are varying amounts of cash needed over time. Any comments?
Okay, so I guess something that I didn't know is you can take these either a loan or line of credit out and you don't have to invest it back into the house. You can use it for any purpose.
Correct.
Okay.
We'll talk about in a second why you probably do want to invest it back in the house.
Right. That would make sense. But
yes. So just like with first mortgages, with either a HELOC or a home equity line of credit, or a home equity loan, the home is used as collateral. So it's a tempting idea to access the home's equity. However, these do need to be paid back, obviously. So if the homeowner finds they can't make the payments, they're going to lose their home. So in either case, lenders typically allow borrowers to finance 80% of the home's value in total. And doing some research, it seems like you can also get up to 90%, but 80% is a good number. So in keeping with our example, if you wanted to take out a home equity loan, your loans on the home would be permitted to total 80% of the value of the $375,000, which is $300,000. So since you already owe $100,000, how much could your loan or line of credit be? Put my financial calculator down.
Wait, can you hear that?
The math is very easy here.
$200,000.
Right again.
All right.
So HELOCs and home equity loans are powerful financial tools when used responsibly, like to renovate a home. If used irresponsibly to buy unnecessary items, borrowers put their house on the line as collateral for things they don't even maybe need. So it gets tricky here because there's no perfectly right answer. However, it's not a terrible idea to use these loans to pay off credit cards, right? Because your loan is going to be right about what the home equity line, whatever it is on the house, it's going to be like, that's what it is for the home equity loan or line of credit. So it might be like 3, 4, 5%, whereas your credit card, you're paying on average 11, about as much as like 17, 19. Mm-hmm. So in theory, it's not a bad idea. The problem is people that tend to run up credit cards tend to run up credit cards. So they then use their house to pay off their credit cards, and then they run their credit cards up again, which is terrible.
It sounds like a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. So then you're basically, credit cards are unsecured loans. You're then basically securing your credit cards with your house, right? Not a good idea. Mm-hmm. So in the past, you used to be able to deduct all interest on your first mortgage, second mortgage, right? Since the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which is what Trump passed in 2017.
Thanks, Trump.
You can only deduct interest on HELOCs and home equity loans if you improve your home.
Gotcha.
So prior to that, especially during the housing crisis, people would, for example, take out home equity loans or home equity lines of credit and buy boats, buy vacations, and then they can write all of that interest off on their taxes. No more. You've got to do something in the house. You've got to redo your floors, redo your kitchen, put a roof on, put windows in, you know, things like that. So the last thing I'll say here, and then I'll see why you're writing over there in your red pen. Many people use the terms HELOC and home equity loan interchangeably. Add adulting is easy. We, especially me, are fans of using proper terminology whenever possible. So if you need to remember what the difference is, just remember, one's a loan, one's a line of credit. It's in the name. All right, what are you writing over there?
Oh, no, I was just taking notes here. I didn't know that the that act that Trump passed changed the deduction on for interest.
You'd be surprised what it changed. There's also, you used to be able to write off the interest up to $1 million in home loans. Mm-hmm. Now it's only $750,000, which is kind mm-hmm. of interesting. That's obviously a jumbo mortgage right. situation, but it probably did change things for some people. If you had the loan before that, you're fine. So that is what I've prepared for today. So now you should know the difference between a home equity loan and a HELOC. Did you learn something, Eric?
I did. I learned quite a bit. I learned that we can go out and buy a boat with a home equity line of credit or a loan. Either way.
You can't. Maybe other people can. I would have to sign off. So you can find the Adulting is Easy blog, Home Equity Line of Credit versus Home Equity Loan, which was posted in May of 2020 on our website, realadultingiseasy.com. I'll also add an additional blog there explaining home equity and the way that the housing market affects homeowners' equity in the show notes.
You can follow us on Twitter at adultingiseasy. We're also on Facebook. You can email us at realadultingiseasy@gmail.com. You can show support at patreon.com/adultingiseasy.
Thanks again for listening, everybody. Hopefully we've made adulting a little easier for you today.